you tell them that Han Solo just stole back the Millennium Falcon?
This is a Millennium Falcon. You're Han Solo.
Han Solo, the Rebellion General?
No, the smuggler.
Wasn't he a war hero?
This is a ship that made the Kessel Run in 14 parsecs.
12!
Welcome to the fourth installment of Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, where the champion and the contender battle to annihilate their opponent's self-esteem and to be the one that will be known and forever remembered as the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, thus bringing ephemeral everlasting fame and glory to the podcast of the winner. Epic is too weak of a word to describe the trials and tribulation that will occur tonight. As this is the first official Lore Master Quiz mandatory title defense of the champion. This time, the title holder did not have the luxury of choosing himself a wounded and weak animal to prey upon. He must face a worthy and powerful foe that was carefully selected by the Lore Master Quiz research team after a thorough and meticulous screening process. We will witness the rise of a legend or the downfall of an immense and shameful failure. I am your show host, Bruno Lavigard, also known as Chief Condor. As usual, I am joined by our flavor commentator and judge, Peter Lavoie-Massicotte, also known as the Senior Intern. Because tonight's event is one of the highest importance, and to uphold the validity and integrity of the quiz, I am happy to promote Peter to a new position. He will now be known as the Senior Judge Intern, Level 1 of 5. Congratulations, Peter. You deserve this.
Thank you, Bruno. I'm very excited to be intern level 1 of 5.
Please, do not be alarmed by Peter's tone and voice in this episode. He is not quite himself today.
Peter, not only have you been promoted, but to help you in your task during this special and crucial event, you will have a team of sub-interns to manage. The sub-intern team will be composed of Sonny Bounder, the best pilot in the game.
Yeah!
Welcome, sub-intern. This might be the big break you've been waiting for. Don't blow it.
I mean, I am the best pilot in the game, Sonny Bounder, after all.
Peter, you've been crushed by the champion, and you saw how he mistreated anyone foolish enough to cross his path. Do you think that his impressive record may create some overconfidence on his part and put him at a disadvantage?
You know, that's very tough to say, because on the one hand, he is the champion, so he probably has these sorts of high-pressure situations under his belt. But on the other hand, that belt is something big and gilded that our contender is trying to come for very hard, and so we might see him lose it tonight.
Wow, it takes balls, Peter, to say something like that. Sonny Bounder, the best pilot in the game. You should be taking notes right now. Peter, you've managed to meet the two pugilists in their top-secret, state-of-the-art training facilities. Let's first hear your conversation with the mandatory opponent, Chris Chico Brown of OCX Radio.
Chris Chico Brown, hello.
Hello.
Now, do you feel an enormous amount of pressure from having been selected as the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz mandatory opponent?
I do, and I'm just hoping to outperform Gordon.
That should not be tough. Chris Brown, is it true that the whole cast of OCX regrouped around you under the leadership of Aaron the Coche Krull to prepare you for this unfathomable opportunity?
That's what they keep telling me.
Wow. Well, you are very lucky to be surrounded by such a fine crew. Thank you, and good luck for your future.
Thank you, Peter.
Your presence has been detected and recorded. Thank you.
Hello again, Mr. Champion.
Welcome again.
Thank you to welcome me in the depth of your lair.
Yes.
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Lore Master 2000 until defeated, you've reached the noteworthy milestone of having to face a mandatory opponent. Does that make you feel majestic?
I mean, I always feel majestic. I'm just wondering if this mandatory opponent had to pass a qualification quiz or not. Because I did. And I was just wondering who else has had to pass the qualification quiz.
He's had to undergo a very intense battery of rigorous selection. So, well, I see. It is obvious that a victory tonight will propel you to such a high social rank that it will be harder and harder and harder to find a new opponent for you, as they will all cower and scatter at your approach. Do you think that this mandatory opponent could represent a real threat to your priceless and cherished title?
Sure, why not?
Well, it's good to hear such strength and confidence. Thank you. Good luck for tonight.
Thank you, Peter, for this fine piece of interviewing work. Just between you and me, what do you think, or what do you make of the mandatory opponent?
If he answers questions as well as he designs X-Wing tournament organization applications, I think he's got a great chance.
And Sonny Bounder, the best pilot in the game. Any opinion?
Eh, not really.
Interesting, interesting.
That is the perfect opinion for a sub-intern to hold.
I'm just here to get everyone's coffee. I mean, that was my assumption.
Well, speaking of the devil, here he comes.
Hailing from Fort Wayne, Indiana, he would be the Grand Inquisitor of the X-Wing Judge Illuminati if there was such a thing, and will appear on any podcast that will put up with his alcoholism. The Gold Squadron awarded Force for Good, Christopher Chico Brown.
Yeah, I'm here to take down Zach Matthews with even more yelling.
Well, welcome to the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, Christopher Brown.
Thank you for having me.
I've took knowledge of your comments, verbal and written, on how you would effortlessly dispose of the current champion. I assume that those were only empty boasts that help you cope with your fears and apprehensions. For the benefits of our sub-intern, please tell us how you really feel inside.
I was told that I would be given all the answers ahead of time. I'm still waiting.
Whoa. Well, you were lied to.
That is a terrible, terrible fate.
True or not, you're about to find out, because here comes the champion!
From Wisconsin, shouting truth across the internet, you'll hear him before you see him, the Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated, Zach Matthews, Invitational Carolina Crates Podcast, the Zach Matthews!
God, I never get sick of hearing that.
Welcome back, champion.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
No other champion before you reached the point of having to face a mandatory opponent. That is quite an accomplishment. How will it influence your X-Wing career?
Yes. Wait, there are other champions before me?
No. No, but clearly. You're the first. So,
technically true.
So obviously none have reached this incredibly prestigious point then.
No.
Is what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay. I'll take it.
And Peter agrees with you. Isn't that so, Peter?
The script says yes.
How about you, Sonny Bounder?
Well, sure.
Let's move on to the rules of engagement. As always, the rules of engagement are simple. Every round, each representative will be asked a shamefully simple question. You will have 5 seconds to give your final answer. On a right answer, you get 1 point. On a wrong answer, you get disregard and embarrassment. If you provide a wrong answer, your opponent can try to steal for half a point and further emphasize your failure. Also, be aware that my name is Bruno, and if any one of you goddamn piece of shit calls me Peter, that motherfucker will instantly lose 2 points. Because this is an official and mandatory fight, the legal department made it quite clear that the participant needed to be warned about the consequences of being caught cheating. No cheating in any form will be tolerated, as you know. You've all listened to the quiz before, so you are familiar with the basics about the fate of your family and friend, so I won't go there. What I will say though, is that if you are caught cheating, all of your fingers and toe will turn into smelly and oozing uncircumcised micropenises. I leave the consequence and repercussion of that to your respective imaginations. And of course, you will be endlessly throwing blanks in every aspect of your pathetic and joyless life. The Ethic and Participant Welfare Department assured me that should be enough to convince you that cheating is bad. Is that clear, gentlemen?
It's very clear.
Yes. We're not on Gold Squadron stream. No cheating.
Yeah, why bother if we're not on Gold Squadron stream?
Zach Matthews.
Yes.
On your honor and in the name of the Carolina Crates, do you accept these conditions?
As always.
Christophe Brun. On your honor and in the name of OCX Radio, do you accept these conditions?
Very much so. A judge would never cheat.
It is now time to see if the sayings are true. Will it be the Crates on top, yub-nubbing and dilly-dillying OCX Radio, or the other way around? But first, let's hear this nice and enjoyable commercial.
You want a podcast that stays positive about the X-Wing you love. You want articles on arc dodging, opening moves, and more. You want entertaining battle reports and videos. You want weekly humor, interviews, and discussions that will make you a better X-Wing player. You want the Back to Dials X-Wing Podcast. Coming at you Saturdays from the Rocky Mountains of Colorado, join Asa Graf and Adam Kanick as we discuss everything X-Wing every week. Available every Saturday at www.backtodials.com or wherever you download podcasts.
We are back and ready. Peter, what is you and your team's prediction for what's to come?
Just like a good leader of a team, I think I'm going to delegate this particular prediction to my sub-intern.
Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Catch a tiger by the toe. And, I don't know, Chris Brown?
Yes!
Bold.
All right, let's do this. Round one. Chris. You say yes. When I say your name, you say yes, something. You need to acknowledge the fact that I just, you know, reached out to you.
What is it, Bruno?
First question. What are the secondary weapon that comes in the Skurg H6 Bomber Expansion Pack?
Auto Blaster Turret?
Is that
That's
your final answer? All right.
I don't know. That's wrong.
Zach?
Should be Cruise Missile and Auto Blaster Turret. Is there another? No, those two.
Is that your final answer?
Yes, final answer.
Judge?
Is that me?
Yes, Peter, that's you.
Sort of right, and mostly wrong.
So what do I do with that? How many points?
I don't know. This is worth 2 points, right?
No, 1 point.
1 point? Okay, 1/4 point.
Well, then I should get 1/8 point.
Nah, you know what? He said cruise missile.
Or you got zero right.
Oh, shit, Auto Blaster's not in there. Fuck.
No, it's a seismic torpedo, cruise missile, bomblet generator, and sync turret.
Bomblet generator is not a secondary weapon. Get wrecked.
And, oh man, I forgot sync turret exists.
Look at that, Zach Matthews. So I guess technically we should award you 1/3 point, because there's only three.
I'll take
two of which you missed.
But there's 2 cruise missiles.
And the sub-intern with another good point. Back to 1/4 point, I think.
Okay. I'm kind of speechless now.
This is what happens when you let other people on your podcast.
All right.
I have listened to your other shows, and I yell at whatever's in front of me every time you get something wrong.
All right.
So a lot.
Yeah. So 0.75 for Zach. Zach.
0.25. Yes. No,
I think, yeah, 0.25.
2.5.
1/4
Judge!
Portion.
Are you using Ryan Farmer's or calculator?
All right, 0.25 for Zach. Anyway, I'm going to edit this all out, so it's all right.
Oh, can we talk more shit about Farmer then?
All right, Zach.
Bruno.
Name all ships that can equip the Bomblet Generator upgrade card with and without assistance from other upgrades.
TIE Punisher, Skurg, K-Wing. Fuck, there's one other and I'm drawing a blank on it. I'll have to pass out. I'll go with those three. Punisher, Skurg, K-Wing.
Judge.
Half correct.
Half correct. So if Chris can have what's missing, Half point each.
Correct.
Chris?
Okay. Punisher, Skurg, K-Wing, Decimator,
Ding, ding,
That's
ding.
All I can come up with.
No. Peter, do you want to inform the participant?
We are looking for the Punisher, Skurg, K-Wing, and then the Fire Spray with the either Andrasta, Cad Bane, or both, the Quad Jumper with Cad Bane, or the BSF-17 Bomber.
Thank you.
Or the other three.
Nobody cares about Cad Bane.
Or 1.0.
Fair. Very fair.
Very true.
Round two.
Actually, was my answer 2.0 correct?
Does it matter?
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
There's only one X-Wing edition right now.
Zach, didn't we agree to refuse to answer any 1.0 questions?
I thought I answered it in the form of a 2.0 question.
All right, I have a 2.0
And that's also incorrect because the TIE bomber can equip it. It has two bomb slots, okay. As written right now.
If you gentlemen will let me go on, round two.
Maybe.
Hey, you're the one who thought this was a good idea.
Chris.
Yes!
In X-Wing 2.0, what are the actions and stat line of the Outer Rim Pioneer, skillful outlaw, in the escape craft?
The escape craft is a 2-2-2-2, and it can focus and barrel roll?
Judge.
Almost correct. What is the initiative?
Oh, one.
Incorrect.
Zach, for let's say a quarter of a point because he gave you much information.
The initiative is actually two. I believe it's straight twos all the way through. And it's focus, lock. I didn't think it had roll. I don't think it has roll. Please just focus, lock.
Incorrect.
Oh, fuck me.
Initiative of the Outer Rim Pioneer is three, and it can focus, lock, and coordinate red.
Fuck, lock. I also have a coordinate.
Sorry, barrel
Dude.
Roll. Focus roll.
Barrel roll.
Coordinate red.
Jesus.
I'm looking at the card right now, but I apparently can't read.
I've got all my 2.0 stuff upstairs. I was like, I'll put this away during the quiz. No, that would be cheating horribly.
That'd be super cheating.
And remember what happens if you cheat.
Yeah.
Dick fingers.
Micro penises. And toes.
Not just dick fingers, micro dick fingers.
Zach.
Yes.
What are the reference card in the Skurg H6 Bomber expansion pack?
There's one in there for Bomblet Generator. I think it's just... Bomblet Generator and Counternet.
We'll have to move on to Chris for half a point.
Go with Bomblet Generator and Turrets. No, that's wrong. That's dumb.
All right, I want to talk to Sunny Bounder, the best pilot in the game.
Mm-hmm.
This is so wrong. How do you judge that?
Well, it's not well. I guess Bomblet Generator is somewhat close, so like an eighth of a point.
I mean, maybe a 16th of a point.
Yeah, we're looking for Talon Roll, Modifications and Titles, Bomb Tokens, Reference Card Number 8, and Using Bombs.
In fairness, Bomb Tokens, Reference Card Number 8 is the one with Bomblet on it. Hence,
that's why I said an 8.
16th of a point.
I feel like a zero is pretty appropriate for how far off we both were. I'm not going to try and argue for anything.
Yeah, okay. I accept
Had we gotten everything else, I would have said, come on, Bomblet Generator and Reference Card 8 are the same.
I'm just happy coming out of it with no negative.
Round three. Chris.
Yes.
In which expansion pack is the Ion Cannon available? Expansion packs.
Oh, multiple. Fire Spray, B-Wing. That's all I got.
Zach, you want to complete that for half a point?
Sure. Fire Spray, B-Wing. Believe it's also in the IG-2000 expansion. And that should be it.
No, half a point for Chris, because it's the Slave One, the B-Wing, the TIE Defender, and the M3A Psyche. With Sunny Bounder.
Best pilot in the game, Sunny Bounder.
Yeah, IG-2000 is Mangler. And auto cannon?
Actually, I guess best pilot in the game, Sunny Bounder, doesn't come in that expansion.
Shame. Zach.
Yes.
The 186th Squadron Podcast, broadcast from which city?
There's a specific city in London. It's, or I guess let's go with London. Okay.
Yes.
I don't even know the name for the different parts of the UK.
Follow-up question, how many cities are in London?
I've been to their home store. I've been to Darkspear, where Jesper plays.
Round 4. Christophe.
Yes.
What are the real names of Darth Salty, Squad Father, and Mr. Rogers from the 512th Squadron podcast?
What are their real names?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Holy shit.
Mm-hmm.
No. Pass.
That's your final answer.
He gets asked what city a podcast is from, and I get that. Jesus. Pass.
Zach.
Dave and Mike.
No.
Incorrect.
Ah, white people names letting me down.
Can I get half a point for knowing what city they're from?
No.
Dang it.
Gene Huggle, Will Edridge, and Brandon Griffith. To who we say hi. Zach.
Yes.
What is the point cost and effect of Sensor Jammer?
Sensor Jammer is 4 points. When defending, you may change one of the attacker's hit results to a focus result. It's a sensor slot.
Judge.
Incomplete. Incomplete.
Incomplete. For the remaining quarter point, Chris?
That die cannot be re-rolled.
Thank you.
I couldn't remember if it was in there, if that was just a game rule. I'm like, it's not being re-rolled, but I know you can't fuck with it.
So it's 0.25 for Chris and 0.75 for Zach. All right.
Squeaking out everything I can.
Round 5.
That's bad. That's Russ. I knew that one. That one literally went through my brain, and I went, no, I think that's a 1.0 game effect. I don't remember anymore.
I think I'm beating Gordon now.
I think you are.
Yes. Mr. Brown.
Yes. Mr. Bruno.
The Rebels, including the Resistance, can count on how many pilot skill 4 pilots?
In first edition or second edition?
First.
Their pilot skill, not initiative.
Yeah, pilot skills.
Right.
If you're off by one or less, you get half a point.
All right. I'm going to go with 6.
Zach.
12.
Ding, 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 ding. Well, you get quarter of a point because it's 13. So, yeah, half a point because you're one off. And half a point because you're stealing from Christopher. So, 0.2.
I'll 0.2.
So you get half of it half, right?
Okay.
It's the Tala Squadron pilot, Captain Rex, Rourke, Garnet, Ezra Bridger, Gray Squadron pilot, Red Squadron pilot, Dagger Squadron pilot, Garden Squadron pilot, Buddy Rook, Fane Carell, Red Squadron veteran, Crimson Specialist, and Chopper. Zach, for your question.
Yes, sorry. I was having some indigestion.
In X-Wing 2.0, what are the 4 red action on the Spice Runner pilot card?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question?
No.
Your accent was a little thick. Did you say what are the 4 red actions on the Spice Runner pilot card?
Is that what I said, intern?
Indeed.
Okay, so it's rotate turret, barrel roll, and boost. Rotate turret, barrel roll, boost.
Judge.
Oh, and coordinate. There it is.
Incorrect.
Chris.
Rotate turret, boost. I'm going to say 2 more rotate turrets.
You are... Mostly, there are 2 red rotate turrets, 1 linked from focus, 1 linked from lock. There is the boost, both of you got that. And then there's the strawberry jam.
It was jam.
Hmm. 0.25 on each side?
I would say so.
All right. I accept.
It's a wash.
First intermission analysis. After 5 warm-up questions, the score is... 1.5 for the champion, and 1 for the mandatory opponent. What does Sunny Bounder makes of what just transpired?
I'm really glad I'm not taking this quiz.
Well, there, Peter. Do you agree with that?
I am also very glad that I'm not taking this quiz.
You've been there, Peter, and you know.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I.
Joe! Yo, Joe.
The next round might prove you wrong, though. That's what the script says. Because we're supposed to say something a bit more, I don't know.
Colorful? Yeah. I don't know what you expected from me. You've listened to my podcast.
All right. The next rounds might prove you wrong. That is what we'll find out right after this.
Good day, citizens, and welcome to Holonet News. If you're like us, you know that Millennium Condor is the best content in the northern half of the galaxy. But did you know there are podcasts in the southern half as well? The Empire is vast and sprawling, and even exists in desert regions where everything is trying to kill you. If you want something to listen to while you fight for your life, try Hell of a Pilot, available for free streaming and Empire-approved content at all times. This is Holonet News.
We are back for round six. Chris.
What's up?
What is the point cost and pilot ability of Lieutenant Lorir?
Pilot skill 6, and you may use, you must use the curved one template for barrel rolls.
Judge.
Oh, hell, that's...
What is the point cost?
Oh, the point cost.
Mm-hmm.
24.
You are quite close. I'll see if Zach can steal.
It's 23, and you may use the one bank template, essentially, when you barrel roll if you do receive a stress token.
That is correct. Or that is more correct than Chris.
Well, half a point.
Half a point.
Wait, was he actually 22 points? Because the very close...
No, he was 23.
Zach.
Yes.
If I throw 7 red dice... What is the expected average hit plus crit result if I have a focus?
6 combined hits and crits. Or it's like 5.75.
Chris.
I'm going to go with 5.63.
Well, it's both wrong because you're both over. It's 5.25.
Where's Zach Bart when you need him?
Round 7. Okay. That music is the sound of a special round. On a right answer, you get 2 points. But on a wrong answer, you get minus 1. Christopher.
Yeah.
What do pilots need to do to attain a coveted position in the skilled Omega Squadron? Squadron. All right. Asa, could you read that for me, please? Oh, no, Peter, who the fuck is Asa? Peter, read question 7, please.
What do pilots need to do to attain a coveted position in the skilled Omega Squadron?
Pass, because I don't want to lose points.
You can't pass.
I can't pass?
No.
I have to have 3 confirmed kills.
Zach.
I think it's 10 confirmed kills. It's more than an ace status.
Peter.
I feel like both of those do demonstrate their exceptional skill, but none of them demonstrate unwavering dedication to the First Order, so I will award no points.
That faction hasn't been released yet, so I hadn't read the card yet.
You know what? It's minus 1 for Christopher, but it's minus 0.5 for Zach.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, that's right. Zach!
Yes.
For 2 point or minus 1. What is the point cost and pilot ability of Cobalt Leader?
Cobalt Leader is 26 points. When an enemy ship is defending, if it is at range 1 of a friendly bomb token, it rolls 1 less defense die.
Judge.
Exceptionally close. If Chris can get the point cost right, I'll award partial points.
So it's minus 0.5 for Zach because he had some of it. And now let's see what Chris can do.
I'm going to go with 28 points.
Correct.
Oh, you're missing half the question now.
Hmm?
You said 28 points. Continue.
What Zach said.
I don't remember.
I was drinking. I wasn't paying attention either. Okay, when a friendly ship at range 0 to 1 is defending, they can roll an extra defense die. It was close to that.
Judge.
Some bitch. That's what I get for drinking.
I was just thinking, we need a way to double blind this so the second person can't be like, you're right, that was close, but now that you've jogged my memory.
I honestly have no idea who Cobalt Leader is.
So it's minus 2.5, because you had half of it, it's 28 point, and it's when attacking, if the defender is at range 1 of a bomb token, the defender rolls one fewer defense die to a minimum of 0. So both of you, I guess you wish you never had that round.
Okay, could somebody tell me where Cobalt Leader is from?
He's
BSF 17.
My boy Adam Nierenberger ran one at the Chicago Regional.
All right.
It's outmaneuver the bomber. He's
fucking, like, the only time I touched that card was to put it in the binder, clearly. I didn't even know what ship I was going for, so I got lucky on that half point.
Round 8. Okay. Sunnybounder, time to shine.
Uh-oh.
Go.
Chris.
What?
Name 3 out of the 4. Damn it.
I'm supposed to respond to my name.
I know. I'm just not used to it yet. Okay, Chris.
What?
Shh, Chris, you're spooking the intern.
Name 3 out of the 4 cast members of the 186 Squadron podcast.
I have no idea. I've never heard their podcast.
Shame. Shame.
Zach.
Alex Burt, Jesper Hills, Dale Cromwell.
Judge.
Yeah, 2 of them.
Who hasn't been on there?
Yeah, I think he had 3, no?
All 3 of those are on regularly.
Wait, say the 3rd one again.
Alex Burt, Jesper Hills, Dale Cromwell.
No, the 3rd one is, it doesn't exist.
Dale definitely exists, and is on.
Oh, maybe, but he's not on the cast. All right, what we have is Alex Burt, James Dodal, Mike Dennis, and Jesper Hills.
I'm gonna Google Dale Cromwell. I'm gonna look up Dale Cromwell on Facebook right now and argue this.
I contacted them personally and asked them, who are your cast member? And that is what they gave me. So if you wanna challenge me, motherfucker!
Dale's just been on there. No, Dale's been on there a bunch. He's a regular guest.
I don't give a fuck.
Bruno, what is the penalty for a failed challenge?
I didn't challenge. I just said I want to look it up and know because I feel bad if I'm misremembering Dale. I talk to Dale a lot. I like Dale.
I just think that we need to iron this out for next time.
Peter has a point there. Zach, are you challenging me?
No.
Well, now that he knows the answer that he's wrong, he's not challenging you.
Wise decision, Peter. Wise decision, Zach.
Oh, so you can get our names wrong?
No, that was the intern speaking.
Oh, just as long as you accept that Gordon tricked me last time.
All right. Sonny, go to Zach.
Zach.
Yes.
In X-Wing 2.0, what is the range, number of red dice, and effect of the jamming beam?
Jamming beam is range 1 to 3, rolls 3 red dice, and after you perform this attack, if it hits, you assign a jam token for each uncanceled hit, deal 1 damage, and then cancel all. No, you do not deal damage. You just, if this attack hits, assign a jam token to the defender.
Judge.
You are very close on all count. You got the range, but you're very close on everything else. But
do I get a rebuttal?
You did not get the range.
Sorry,
you
no.
Did not get the range.
Dice. I can't read. You got the one that was red.
All right, this question is a void because Peter must be drunk and the intern is not helping. So I'm moving to...
I thought I was the only one that was drunk here.
I'll handle this.
I'm sorry I'm ruining your podcast, Bruno.
That's very on Peter.
I thought that was the expectation.
All right, Zach.
Yes.
Who was the Agamarian male Jedi Knight nicknamed Lucky who served in the Alliance to restore the Republic and New Republic military? I can give you a clue for half a point.
I will take the clue.
He was the pilot of the sole Y-Wing that survived the Battle of Yavin.
Pass.
You can't.
Piggy.
No. Chris.
You said a Gamorrean Y-Wing that survived the Battle of Yavin.
No.
Agamarian.
All right. Agamarian. Somebody, with, somebody who can speak English,
I heard Gamorrean.
Yeah, I also heard Gamorrean.
I wasn't going to get it anyway, but I'm like, there was only one Gamorrean pilot.
Agamarian? How do you say that?
Gamorrean?
No.
Gamorrean are the people that...
No. Agamarian. There's an A before Gamorrean. There's an A before that.
So you're thinking of Kean Farlander.
Yes.
All right.
Correct.
After all this, it's 0.25.
Which has actually been retconned to be, what is it, Nora Wexley now?
Think so, yeah.
Whatever, I'll take my half point. Get wrecked, you Gamorrean.
Get retconned.
Oh. Round 9. Chris.
Yes, Bruno.
What is the point cost of electronic baffle, and in which wave was the upgrade card released?
I'm going to say 3 points, and it was released in the Rebel Aces wave. Is that defined as a wave?
Zach!
It was 1 point, and it came in the G1A expansion in Wave 8.
Thank you.
Correct.
Half a point. Sunnybounder, here's your chance to redeem yourself. Question for Zach.
Zach.
Yes.
Name the 3 elite pilot talent upgrades that come in the Imperial Assault Carrier Expansion Pack.
Marksmanship, Expose, and Squad Leader.
Close.
Two-thirds of a point. And Chris, you can steal a third of a point if you have what is missing.
Nope. Got nothing.
Nope.
So we were missing expert handling.
Oh, yeah.
Why did they put that in there?
Because Youngster, they gave them all the action headers.
Yeah.
That's how I remember the first two off the top of my head. Man, the timer makes this so much harder, Bruno. I'm not going to lie.
Round 10.
Chris!
Peter!
On the Advanced Homing Missiles upgrade card, what color is the electricity effect around the head of the missiles?
Green.
Correct.
I like art.
1 point for Chris. Hey, man, that's your first full point since the beginning. Congratulations.
That's combined me and Gordon's first full point.
Yep.
Zach.
Yes.
From which city does the 512th Squadron podcast broadcast from?
Las Vegas?
Incorrect.
Christopher.
Austin, Texas.
Whoa, correct. Half a point. You're on fire, Christopher, on fire. Second intermission analysis. After more easy questions, the score is 2.16 for Zach Matthews and 1.5 for Chris Chico Brown. So, Sunnybounder, is this the position you saw the champion and the contender in your wet dreams?
Oh, absolutely.
Dude, what the hell are you talking about? It must be my poor English. Let me properly rephrase that. Who did you expect to be ahead at this point of the face-off?
I mean, when I tossed the coin, we said Chris. But that doesn't seem to be the case.
No. Peter?
I just heard my sub-intern say something that I wish he didn't. And my mind is kind of mushy right now.
Oh, yeah. I understand you. We will attack the last regular question on the other side of this fine and well-produced commercial.
This is where we would find the OCX radio epic and inspiring commercial, but it seems that Aaron the Coach Krell did not understand the request from marketing. Maybe it has something to do with the host's thick accent. Let's hear what we received for the OCX commercial.
Hello, everyone. This is Aaron, the Coach Kroll from OCX Radio Podcast, wishing all the luck and best to Millennium Condor de la Befusion. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. That's fine. I'm American and I'm ignorant. So, boom, got it.
We are back with round 11. Christophe.
Yeah.
Other than C-3PO and Leia Organa, name three out of the four remaining crew upgrades that come in the Tentive 4 expansion pack.
R2-D2 crew, targeting coordinator, and something epic. I don't care about epic. I pass. That's all I got.
You get two out of the three that we asked for. Zach, you can get a third of a point.
Okay, can I name both? Because it should be Ramus and Tilly's and Han Solo.
That was good, so I'm giving you
0.5.
Did I get a 0.5 on that too?
No, you get 0.66.
Yay! Execute 0.66.
Zach.
Yes.
In X-Wing 2.0, what does the seasoned navigator crew do? Was my accent too thick for you now? You want the intern to say it?
No. No. Season Navigator is just one I haven't looked at. I believe it's when you execute a bank maneuver, you may increase or decrease the speed by one.
Chris.
I'm just going to say when you execute any maneuver, you can increase or decrease the speed by one.
Judge.
No.
All right.
Incorrect. What you're looking for is, after you reveal your dial, you may set your dial to another non-red maneuver of the same speed. While you execute that maneuver, increase its difficulty.
Oh man, they were way off.
Yeah, Season Navigator becomes...
Yeah, stay on target. Became
stay on target. Right. Yep.
Round 12. Peter, it's your question for Chris.
Chris.
Bring it on, Peter.
Let's say I'm done attacking with a cluster missile, and I answer no to the question after step 6 of the latest timing chart. That will bring me to which step, the number and description, and why.
Ho-ho! Dodge that, Chris Brown.
Do I sense a little bit of bias?
Is he still there? Chris!
Yeah,
he's still there. He just blanked.
Nope.
You want the question again?
You can give it to me. I think I had the question, though. It's like, if I'm attacking with cluster missiles and I answer no to step 6, then I don't know. It confused me.
Judge?
No.
I don't know. That was a weird-ass question.
Zach.
Is step 6, did the attack hit, which means the attack's just done?
That is a question I can't answer.
I mean, if you answer no to step 6, the attack should be done. Yeah, it's did the attack hit, so if you answer no to it, nothing happens. You're done.
Incorrect. The question, you got the question correct, but you move to step 8 to identify abilities that trigger after attacking or after defending that first do not perform an attack.
Can you read the damn question again? I'm honestly curious now.
Let's say I'm done attacking with a cluster missile, and I answer no to the question after step 6 of the latest timing chart. That will bring me to which step, number, description, and why.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was step 8 because you checked for munitions failsafe. That was the...
Yep.
I was like, what do you check for with cluster missile at that point?
All right.
Like, I'm trying to think of it. And I'm okay. Like, well, we answer no to the, does the attack hit, so.
That question was too tough for you guys. Too hard. Too deep. So I will go with a makeup question.
I will actually say this. Perhaps it's a poor question because you could also, the question, no, did the attack hit, actually proceeds to the next question. Is this the first attack from a secondary weapon?
The first volley or the second volley, right?
So... depending on if it's the first or second volley, which was not stated in the question, it could go either back to
Well, you
step.
Can't determine if the attack hit until you resolve both, because stuff like that in TLT need to do both attacks to determine gunner effects.
All right. The question is void. I give you another one.
God, we're such nerds.
Chris.
Yeah.
Who was the pilot of Darth Vader's shuttle prior to the Battle of Endor? And I can give you a clue for half a point.
Yor.
Good job. 1 point for you.
Thank you. Better than them awful judge questions. Who knows that shit?
Zach.
Yes.
The spacious. All right, Sonny Bonder, read that for me, please.
The spacious triple-decker design of the YV-666 made it popular among which two categories of space travelers who often retrofitted an entire deck for what purpose?
Slavers and smugglers who retrofitted it for cargo.
Can you elaborate on cargo?
No. You said...
I said cargo with air quotes because it was captives and slaves.
Okay. Ah, thank you.
I was going to say, it's like, why were you not specific on that?
I'm not a big fan of specifically addressing that in Star Wars, because it's a little awkward. Like, yeah, they did make up an entire ship for that. All right.
Round 13. So you guys heard the Mockingbird, right?
Oh, absolutely.
That is the sound of a special question, or special round. It's +1 point to the opponent if you give a wrong answer. Do you understand the consequence of that?
It sounds like I don't want to answer.
Yeah, but you must.
Oh.
It is a must, not a may. Christopher Brown.
Bring it on.
In the FAQ version 4.4.1, effective January 22nd, 2018, what was the clarification regarding Prince Xizor's pilot card? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
Zach?
Congrats, you got a point.
Yeah, I thought I'd just get the point. Or can I KFC double down for a steal here?
You need to steal, but if you have it wrong, you give half a point to Chris.
All right. I believe Xizor's clarification was that if he shargged off, if he used his ability to move a crit to another friendly ship, it would still trigger, I'll show you the dark side and harpoon condition.
Judge.
Half, right.
Half, that's half?
Technically correct, but only half of the clarifications were mentioned.
I just kind of looked at that wall of text and gave up.
Oh, this will be really useful if I ever play Prince Xizor on the bottom tables.
I remember seeing, oh, there's a Prince Xizor clarification. No one's ever going to ask me this. Move on.
Sunny Bounder, you want to inform the participant of the answer?
Yeah.
Since you gave up, you're the one reading it.
Gotta read it anyways. All right. Prince Xizor's ability triggers during step 7 of the timing chart of performing an attack on page 8. Prince Xizor counts as being hit by the attack, and the ship that suffers damage from Prince Xizor's ability is not considered hit by the attack. Any effects that trigger based on whether or not the attack hit, such as ion cannon, cannot be prevented by Prince Xizor's ability. Blah.
I still didn't listen.
So that's, okay, it's,
So that means I get, like, my full point because I got a quarter back, but then deducted the remaining quarter? Is that how that worked?
You get half. You get half of your, I don't know, void.
Because Chico missed.
Yes.
So then I could steal it for half.
Wait.
He said void. Yeah. It's done. It's
I
done, Zach.
Wow.
All right.
There's the
Chris,
way to close.
Chris, it's still a question that if you answer wrongly, you give a point to the opponent. All right?
Sure. Bring it.
When Countdown uses her ability, is the attack considered a miss and why?
It is considered a miss because you canceled all of the attacker's dice and just took a damage. So it'll still trigger Gunner.
Judge.
Correct. Using Countdown's ability will make the attack miss, as there are no uncancelled hit or crit results.
Thank you. 1 point for Chris. Zach.
Yes.
In the FAQ version 4.4.1, effective January 22nd, 2018, what was the clarification regarding Torani Kulda's pilot card?
You can spend zero tokens, or you can, spending zero tokens counts as spending all your tokens for its effect.
You want to say that in a proper sentence, because...
Yeah, sorry, I got tongue-tied, because actually I believe it's... So Torani Kulda is, they can either discard all their tokens, or take a damage. They can discard zero tokens if they have no tokens.
Despite poor mouth sounds, that is technically correct.
Thank
best
you!
Kind of correct.
Round 14. Chris Chico Brown.
What is it, Bruno?
Peter, peace.
If I throw 5 green dice, what is the expected average of evade results if I don't have a focus?
.14159265.
That's a very smart number, but it's incorrect.
Zach.
2 3/8.
Also incorrect.
Yeah. You were both over. It's 1.88.
My green dice were so bad. I rolled 5 of them and didn't get 4 evades.
Tell me about it.
Cut it with the salt. Stop blaming your dice.
Hey, where's my new question?
You don't have a new question. No, that was your question.
Chico looking nervously around.
All right, Zach.
Yes.
What is step 7 of the latest timing chart, and what are the second and third subpoints?
Step 7 is perform anything that occurs after attacking as long as it does not generate an additional attack.
No.
Chris.
Step 7 is removing shields or dealing damage cards for hits, and then removing shields and dealing critical cards for crits.
Judge.
Oh, I really want to award partial points for that, because he got the deal damage step 7 correct, and then the rest of it was lost in a puddle of whiskey.
It was like the second bullet deals with hits, the third bullet deals with crits.
The first bullet deals with
dealing
hits,
damage.
The second bullet deals with crits, the third, those for
That's
shields.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, but for we're shields. Looking for the second and the third bullet.
Yes, so the second bullet deals with removing shield tokens to cancel crits, and the third, the defender is dealt face-down damage cards for remaining hits.
Oh, okay.
All right, half a point, but since it was a steal, it's a quarter of a point.
Inching my way closer, Zach. Yeah. Can you feel it?
I think
the sweat on the back of your neck.
Yeah, I think you're up right now. I'm not sure anymore.
No, I'm super not. It's like when I got that 1 point, you got the 1 point right afterwards. I'm still like 0.33 behind at least.
Okay. Round 15. Mr. Chico Brown.
Yes, Bruno.
What are the words on the blinded pilot critical card from the original corset damage card?
The next time you attack, you roll 0 dice and then flip this card face down.
Correct.
Eh, what the fuck? No? Ben non.
Well, yours is French.
No.
The next time you attack, do not roll any attack dice.
No, but that's not what he said.
I guess versus roll 0. I guess he said roll 0 attack dice.
No, and the question is, what are the words? Not what is the meaning. It's what are the words? So, no.
The exact words. Jesus.
Zach.
Am I still allowed to steal after they
yeah,
read
I
it?
Said it. I'm sorry.
He did say it.
Goddamn interns.
What?
I was not going to get the exact words anyway, so.
Okay, so, Christopher, I'll give you a makeup question.
Sure.
Request, interns, can you guys stop fucking up when Chico gets a question wrong and giving him unlimited tries?
Because the second one is usually better.
This is Nathan used to do this. He would roll too many defense dice if I was only partially paying attention. And then be like, oh, yeah, I get to roll again. There we go. Now we're good.
Oh, man.
Chris.
Yeah.
Can Kalen Farlander remove one stress token and modify zero dice?
Yes.
Easy as that.
Are you shitting me? God damn it. Dude. Fuck you, interns. Oh my god.
Thank you, Nathan Idy.
Holy shit. That was like,
I don't do this intentionally.
I'm going to HR.
Don't worry, intention is all that matters. Peter, you fail your next intern job.
Trying to blurt out the answer before Zach can steal and then re-rack Chico with a softball.
Mandatory opponent privilege.
Zach.
Yes.
When does the effect of the damage cockpit critical from the original core set damage cards take place if it's flipped face up during a round?
At the start of the next round.
I don't think I'm allowed to talk anymore, so.
I don't know, it sounds like I got it wrong, so you better give him the read off the right one so I can get a re-rack.
Yes, yes. If the damage cockpit is flipped face up during a round, its effect is applied on the round after it was flipped face up. One badly or critically needed point for Zach.
Shit.
That was the final round. Oh my god. After 15 X-Wing mild difficulty questions,
mild.
The score is, and now I need time to add, because math is tough.
Time to add, and let's be fair, time to subtract.
I just did the math, and this is a solemn moment.
Oh.
Because the score is so tight, I need to go to final salvo questions.
I have a question before we go to final salvo.
Yes, one question.
If I get a question wrong, can the interns fuck it up so I get a do-over?
We'll see about
the
that.
The fuck-ups have to happen organically to be a fuck-up, rather than cheating.
This wouldn't have happened if real Peter was here. I'm just saying.
You're right, it would have been worse.
His swearing is what keeps me going.
Final salvo one, Christopher.
Bring it on. This is where I shine.
The advanced homing missile is available through which expansion? Air quote. Zzz.
I'm going to go with the B-Wing.
Is that your final answer?
Sounds wrong, but go for it.
Zach.
So it came in wave 7 in the K-Wing?
Is that your final answer? Zach Matthews.
Yes.
Formerly known as the X-Wing Intergalactic.
Yes, that's my final answer.
So you're half right.
Was it also in the Punisher?
The K-Wing expansion pack and the TIE Punisher expansion pack. So a quarter of a point.
I keep fucking myself on these.
See, you don't need us to fuck it up for you.
Hey, I've just been lonely a long time, so all I can do is fuck myself now.
Okay. Final salvo question number 2. Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
This might be it, my friend. This might be it. Name all of the upgrades that can be equipped in a torpedo slot that are not torpedoes.
Seismic torpedoes. And...
Maybe I was not clear enough in my question. Maybe it's my thick accent, but...
I mean, it's not a torpedo-like weapon. It's like a thing. So maybe I super don't understand this.
Peter, help me, please.
I think I got it. I understand the question.
Wait. We're not done with Chris now. Chris.
Yeah.
Do you want me to sign the question? You know, with my hands? Make sure. Or you want somebody to repeat the question?
You said all of the non-torpedo things that go into a torpedo slot.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Fine. There's bomb loadout. The new fucking X-Wing thing that the name's escaping me, so I'm going to lose based on
Put
that.
Put it on a card.
That's all I got. Go, Zach. Win this thing. Win this shit, Zach.
Bomb loadout, extra munitions, and renegade refit.
Yes. So it's going to be 2/3 of a point for Chris and 1/3 of a point for Zach. Because you said the fucking thing from the Sus Renegade and the bomb loadout. So you had 2 out of 3. And I you know what? I kind of feel pity for you right now, so I'm gonna give you points.
This whole thing, I feel like this whole thing is rigged.
Hey.
But I can't tell who it's rigged against.
Probably us.
Yeah.
The interns.
It's rigged against the interns.
It's super against the interns. Is there another question? Please say there's another question.
I have one question left because I use all the other one when the intern fucked up. So I don't have any more questions. I have one question left. One. It's going to be Chris's question. And Zach will have the chance to answer. But Zach, you won't have your own question after this.
Okay.
Because you are the champion and you should be strong enough.
Strong enough to just overcome the questions, the interns, and Chico together?
Yes.
If I win, can I also have a dial or a medal for beating back the dials?
No, you'll have to challenge them. And if you challenge them, they will come in pair. Right? You'll have to beat both of them at the same time. But don't get ahead of yourself. You haven't won yet. Chris.
Don't call it a comeback.
Name all X-Wing T-70 pilots that have a point cost of 29.
Elo Asti. And nope. That's all I got.
Zach.
9 num should be the other one.
So what is your official answer?
LOSD and 9 num.
You have half of it. It's Nian num and Red Ace.
Oh, Red Ace is 29. I thought he was 30.
Mm-hmm.
Ha! I gotcha!
A 1/4 of a point.
You get less points to beat me by.
What an ending, Peter. Did you ever think that it would be possible for a participant in this quiz to unleash such hatred and compassion at the same time?
I have certainly felt a lot of hatred coming my way today.
That is not at all what I was referring to. Let's move on. Now, the decisive moment has come. After 5 basic X-Wing knowledge and some final salvo questions. The final score is 6.07 for Christopher Brown. Wow. What an adventure that was. It's amazing to see someone give everything and hang on until the end and still miserably come shorthanded. I am sure one of the sub-interns has a question for you, Mr. Brown.
Yes, I do. Can I go home now?
I don't know.
Well, thank you for your time, marginalized loser. You may now commence your inward and personal journey to the land of the shame and disregard, where Peter, Dion, Blair, and Gordon eagerly await your arrival. Now that that is out of the way, with an impressive and undoubtable final score of 7.59, it is the privilege of the intern team to hear me say, it's my solemn duty and immense pleasure to present the uncontested Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated, Zach Matthews!
Congratulations, Alpha X-Wing Loremaster 2000, until defeated Zach Matthews.
But thank you.
Now, when you step back and reflect on what you just accomplished again, what would you say was the turning point in your childhood?
In my childhood? This is not the podcast to talk about that.
Alpha X-Wing Intergalactic Loremaster 2000 until defeated. Now is the moment you get the privilege you've been fighting so hard to get. The power to openly challenge a fellow podcaster to step into the arena of the X-Wing Loremaster Quiz and be outright obliterated by you.
Whoa.
Before you pass judgment on the lesser being, remember that with great powers comes great responsibilities. Okay, spit it.
It's true. And Chico, I know what it's like to lose. To feel so desperately that you're right, yet fail nonetheless. It's frightening. Turns the legs to jelly. I ask you, to what end? Dread it. Run for it. Destiny arrives all the same. That said, you know, fun isn't something one normally considers while being the Alpha Lore Master 2000, but beating a Chris from Nova Squadron sure did put a smile on my face, so I think I'd like to challenge Chris Sheriff next.
Do you have what it takes? Are you strong enough to even consider such a challenge? That is what we'll see in the next quiz. Now, Mr. Brown, will you do us the honor of closing this show in French?
Pour des questions in sensei sur X-Wing miniatures, non somos Millennium Condor X-Wing Lore Master Quiz!
Annihilate. Help me, guys. Annihilate. Their opponents.
Bruno Lavigneur like contends to annihilate the English language.
I found out my boss can't say synonym.
Let's first hear your conversation with the mandatory opponent, Chris Chico Brown of OCX Radio.
We just wandered off.
Goodbye.
Hello, Christopher Brown. Hello, Christopher Brown.
I concede to Zach.
Chico.
Did you guys hear Chico say that? He conceded. Wow.
That was extremely convincing.
Also, I made cryodex. See? Clearly Chico.
Clearly Chico.
Wow. Well, that was quick.
Yep. I made a program that doesn't scale to high pixel density screens.
So what the hell? All right. Maybe he had to go to the toilet or something.
Is that a metaphor for how this quiz is going to go?
No.
To the toilet?
So easy.
Oh, I understand now.
Anybody else need some?
I'm actually trying to cut down on drinking after Gen Con.
That's a shame.
I spent Thursday. I started drinking at 6 a.m. And just didn't stop.
All right. Wow. Chris, next time you leave while we're asking you questions, please advise.
You were just going through random things. And I was like, I'm not going to sit here through this script. I need alcohol if I'm going to put up with these guys.
All right. So what you missed is that Peter is going into your secret lair to interview you. All right.
Oh, excellent.
Also, Peter in giant air quotes.
Someone who sounded eerily like you conceded and said they invented cryodex. So clearly it was you.
Motherfucker. Was he from New York?
Chico, if you win this, that's who you have to challenge.
Oh, Jesus, no. No, not at all. Fuck that guy so hard.
We're
I don't even remember his name. That's how much I care about him.
I do.
All right, Peter, do your job. Chris, anything to
Am
say?
Am I supposed to say something?
Well, hello, yay, cheers, boo, I don't know, something. Look alive. Welcome to the X-Wing Lore Master Quiz, Christophe Brun. Christophe Brun is your name in French.
All right. I've never been French before, so I feel slightly insulted.
No, it's a great honor.
Okay.
They speak French in right Canada.
Intern number two, please do the sound of a flute.
That's you, Adam.
Wait, what?
Flute sound.
Somebody sent me a message and I got distracted. Oh, flute sound. Nope, can't do it today.
I was like, holy shit, he's gonna pull it off. All right.
Do a pigeon there.
I have. Then. I have.
Do a bird. Do a bird. Oh, contestant, have you heard the music? Have you heard the music?
It's John Cena
now.
Okay. What? Well, I need to count all of the minus that Christopher got this round.
What do you mean you're counting up all the minuses I got?
You have minus 1.25.
Jesus. What is it, Bruno?
If I throw five red.
Yeah, that right there. Really weird question right here.
All right, the question.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Okay, the question is void, but I'm going to read it either way, right? If I throw seven red green dice, what ID the expected average of evade results if I don't have a focus? So this is void. No, this is good.
Zero, because you'll be disqualified for throwing red slash green dice.
All right, so. If I throw seven green dice, what is the expected average of evade results?
You're reading the question wrong again.
Okay. Well, so
five green dice, expected evade results.
Peter. Peace.
He can't send it to me in Skype chat. Send it to me in Freedom chat.
Facebook maybe.
Sure.
Discord.
What is Freedom chat?
Just Facebook.
Okay. Okay.
Anything American.
All right.